Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, about to begin the final parak of Masechet Sukkah, Parak HaChalil. And this picks up right where we were at the end of the previous parak with the description of the various mitzvot of Sukkot. But as I mentioned, this is going to focus on those mitzvot as they're performed in the Mikdash. The Mishnah in the fourth parak said, "Achalil chamisha v'shisha," that the chalil is either 5 or 6 days. Zeh chalil shel beit ha-shoeva. This is referring to the instruments used at the simchat beit ha-shoeva, the drawing of the water from the well. She'eno dochel lo et ha-shabbat v'lo et yom tov. That is not done either on Shabbat or Yom Tov, and therefore it would be 5 days if Shabbat is not the first day of Yom Tov, because then you will skip both Yom Tov and Shabbat. If Shabbat is the first day of Yom Tov, it'll be 6 days. And now let's take a look at the Gemara. Itma, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Eina, chad tani shoeva v'chad tani chashuva. There's two versions of it, either simchat beit ha-shoeva or simchat beit ha-chashuva. Marzut, man tani chashuva l'mishtabesh, man tani chashuva l'mishtabesh. Neither one of them is in error. Man tani shoeva l'mishtabesh tichtiv u'sha'avtem mayim besason, a pasuk we will see several times in the context of the simchat beit ha-shoeva. And so you draw the water rejoicingly. It's an important mitzvah. We will see several agadot. We already saw some that it is anchors. It anchors back or takes us back to Sheshet Yemei Bereshit. Tanavaran Chalil Dochet Hashavat Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Chamim Af Yom Tov Eino Dochet. So the opinion in our Mishnah, which had the Chalil only playing on Chol Hamoed and not Shabbat and Yen Yom Tov, it seems to reflect Chachamim's opinion. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's played all 7 days. You do it even on Shabbat. I'm Rabbi Yosef, machloket b'shir shel korban. So the first analysis of this is Rabbi Yosef. And he says that their machloket is only about the singing for the korban, the singing for the korban, tamid every day. Yosef our ikar shir b'kli. This discussion in Masechet Arachin, Daf Yod, is the main place for it, but whether or not the main singing of the Levim was the instruments and the singing along was an accompaniment, or is the main thing the singing and the instruments accompanied. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda believes that it's mainly the instruments, and therefore of Avodah, therefore the instruments is an Avodah, Dochet HaShabbat, it's not on Shabbat. But it's Sabi Iker Shir B'Pet, and the Rabbanon hold that the main music is the singing. Therefore, the instruments are not an essential avodah. In Adochat HaShabbat, we do a cappella on Shabbat. But he maintains that even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would say that Shir Shel Shoeva, which is not part of the avodah, it's a beautiful thing and it's rejoicing, but it's not essential to the avodah. Therefore, it's not done on Shabbat according to anyone. And I'll prove to you that that's the machloket. The Tanya, we have the following bright. If you make a kli sharet out of wood, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Machshir, our Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it is valid against Rabbi who says it is not. My law bakami palgi, isn't this their machloket? Man de machshir savar. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda must hold. Eker shir bakli, the main singing is with a kli. And therefore, as we see in Masechet Arachin, the original reed that was used was wood, and therefore we infer from there, and therefore you see that a kli sharet could be made out of wood. Umanda pasil, and Rebbe must hold, Savar Ikar Shir B'Pah, the main music is the singing. Therefore we don't infer it from Abu V'Demoshe, because this is not the Avodah, the main Avodah is singing. And so you see that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would be of the opinion that Ikar Shir B'Kli, lo, the Kuli Ava Ikar Shir B'Kli, everyone holds that the main music is with the Kli. They're simply disagreeing about whether you infer from a case where there were no other opportunities and other options to a case where you do have options. Even though today we could make a good instrument out of metal, we could still infer from a case of Moshe where you didn't have that option. And Rabbi would say, no, today we have other options, therefore you can't infer. Perhaps the Kolam of the Ikar Shir B'Peh, perhaps everyone holds that the main music is the singing. And you do not pull from a case where it's impossible to apply it to a case where you have options. The question is how we infer the status of Klei Sharet, or the material for Klei Sharet, from the menorah via the vehicle of Kalu Prat or Ribui Miut, which is going to lead us in two different directions. Coming power the Rebbe, the Rosh Kalu Prat. The Rebbe takes Rabbi Shmuel's direction, Kalu Prat. Rosh Yehuda takes Rabbi Kiva's direction of Ribu Yamil. Let's see it. Rabbi Darish Kalu Prati Vasita Menorat Klal. That's a generic statement. General statement to Menorah. Zahav Tahor. It's made out of pure gold. Prat. That's specific. Mikshat Teasem Menorah. The Menorah has to be made out of one solid piece. Chazar B'Chalal. Because that doesn't specify the material. What's the rule of Kalu Prat Uklat? Yadad Edel Kana Prat. The Prat defines the general parameters for the Klal. But it's not limited to the Prat. Ma Prat for Hashematechet. What do we know about gold? It's metal. Of course, shematechet. Therefore, all klei sharet must be some sort of metal. How does that work? Zahav tahor mi eight. That now limits mikshat es menorah chazav riba. So use the same terms, but look at them through a different lens. What's the rule of riba meit riba? Riba hakol. Everything's included, and one thing is excluded via the miut. My rabbi komili my miut miut shalcheres. You can't make clay sharet out of ceramics. Too cheap. But wood is okay. So it has nothing to do with our issue of ikashir bekli or kashir opet. Amar papa kitanoi. We have a following machloket in the Mishnah in Arachim. Avdei kohanim ayu diver meir. Meir says that the instrumentalists in the Mikdash were slaves of the Kohanim. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishpachat Beit HaPagarim Mishpachat Beit Tziporia Emaus Hayu. They were Jews from the city of Emaus who were from important families. Shayun Mesiim Lakuna, and they had such good yichus that their daughters could marry Kohanim, but they're Yisraelim. Levim Hayu. They were actually Levim who played. My love, Akimipalgi, isn't this the machloket? My love, Adimayu, the one who holds that they were slaves, because Havre Iker Shir Bepet. The main music is the singing, and therefore we could have anybody playing instruments. So, Mandam, our Levimayu, the one who said they were Levim, because Havre Iker Shir Bekli. Therefore, the ones playing the instruments have to be Levim, because that's the main music. Fatispera, think about it. Rabbi Yossi, my Kasavra, then Rabbi Yossi is in the middle. What does he hold? E Kasavra, E Kashir, Bapaf, he holds the main music is singing. Then he should allow slaves to play the instruments. Kasavra, E Kashir, Bakli, if he holds, on the other hand, the main music is the instruments. Levim, E, and Israelim, Lo, he shouldn't allow these non-Levim. And according to Kashir, Bapaf, everybody agrees the main music is the singing. And that seems to be the Maskana in Masachet Arachin as well. Uvakari Palgi, the three of Machloket is as follows. Meaning, each one of them is just reporting what they believe was the real case, not what should have been, but really who were the players. Now, Lamai Naf Kibina, what's going to be the halachic impact about this? The question is whether your credibility as a Levi is gained, and to what extent, by the fact that you were playing instruments in the Mikdash. Mandam Avadim Ayu, the one who says they were Avadim, must hold that having played at the Duchan doesn't do a thing for you as far as your Yichus goes, for as far as who your daughter can marry, and won't allow you to eat Maaser. The one who says they were Yisraelim from well-connected families, connected in the proper sense of Yichus, that if you played on the Duchan, then that's good enough proof for Yuchsin. But doesn't allow you to eat Maaser. Madam Alavim are you, and the one who says they were Levim, he holds Ma'alim Meduchan, Ben Lichsin Ben Lamaser. Playing on the Duchan gives you full credibility as a Levi, and therefore your daughter can marry Kohen, and you can eat Maaser. Okay, that was the first approach that was Rav Yosef's approach that the Machloket in the Braita between Rav Yosef Yehuda and Chachamim about playing the Chalil on Shabbat or not was about Shishol Korban, but that everybody agreed that Shishol Shoiva is not played on Shabbat. He takes the opposite approach. He says the machloket is about shir shel shoiva. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar Simcha Yiterana Midochat Hashvat. He says yes, it is excessive rejoicing and not part of the essential avodah, and nonetheless we do it on Shabbat. Rabbanan Savar Simcha Yiterana Midochat Hashvat, and that's the machloket. Shir shel korban divrei kol avodahi midochat Hashvat. But everybody will agree that all of the music and everything else involved with the korban is done on Shabbat and certainly on Yom Tov. So, that seems like a very clear proof, at least against one part of Rav Yosef, who says that Rav Yosef Yehuda held that the Shir Shel Shoeva is done on Shabbat. So, Tiyufta to Rav Yosef, right away Rav Yosef's entire analysis, at least the first half of it, is slammed, and refuted. Tiyufta Rav Yosef Tiyufta, final refutation, because here you see that there was a machloket and there was a position that held that even Shishul Shoreva is done on Shabbat. So let me Shishul Shoreva hu depligi. So perhaps they only disagree with Shishul Shoreva, but Shishul Korban Divrei Kol Dochet HaShabbat, and that therefore they really do agree about Shishul Korban it's done on Shabbat, which means Levitayavti Tiyufta Rav Yosef Atarti, which means Rav Yosef will be refuted twice over. Once that the machloket it really is about Shishul Shoreva, and there's an opinion that says we do that on Shabbat. And second, that there is no machloket about Shishul Korban, and that everybody agrees that it's done. So Amalach Rav Yosef, Yosef could answer, Pliki b'Shishul Shoreva v'Adin the Korban. The machloket maybe is in both cases, meaning I'm half right. And the reason that the machloket is explicated in the case of the Shishul Shoreva, to show you how far Rabbi Yosef will go, that he's that liberal, if you will, and says that even Shishul Shoreva is done on Shabbat. But in our Mishnah it said, this Chalil is the Chalil Shabbat Shoreva that does not trump Shabbat and Yom Tov. Zeu deino doche. Sounds like that's the particular instrument that doesn't trump. Aval the korban doche, meaning that the shir shel korban it does trump. Now, mani, who could the author of that statement be? Even Rav Yosef Yehuda, it can't be Rav Yosef Yehuda. Da hamar shir shel shoiva nami doche, because he says shel shoiva does trump Shabbat. He couldn't have said that's not the one that trumps Shabbat. Alav Rabbanan, must be Rabbanan, and therefore Tiv to Rav Yosef Atar, Rav Yosef has been refuted twice over, and it's quite clear that everyone is in agreement that Shishul Korban is done on Shabbat with the instruments. Okay, Ma'itam and Amadam Ayikar Shir B'Kli. Now let's go back to the Machloket that seemed to be sort of the undertext of all this, whether the main music in the Mikdash is the instruments or the singing. Why would someone say it's the instruments? Tiv and Tivir Amim, in the context of Chizkiyahu's rededication, if you will, of the Mikdash, a recommitment. So you see, the kelim are the main thing. Why does someone say that the main music is singing? So that means that that the Machatzitzrim are helping the singers with one voice. So now, how does the Ikar Shir HaPeh deal with the first pasuk? That Echel Shir Hashem means they started singing, and the instruments were there to help it out in the company. And the position of the Ikar Shir HaKli has to contend with the second pasuk. To tell you that the singers are like the instruments, which means Meshorim doesn't mean to sing with your voice, but rather to play the instrument. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the second half of Mishnah Aleph and further on, describing the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.